So, good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us today. Is anyone here from Colorado? No? So you've learned if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change? Yeah, that's our mantra. We wake up in the morning, we have a blizzard by noon. We wish we would have sent the kids to school because it's all melted away. So it's very frustrating. So if you're hating the weather, it's okay. Tomorrow it'll probably be 75 again. So I'm just saying. So my name is Arita Apodaca, and I'm with Fresh for Good Jobs, Strong Communities. Sarah Kunstler with the Denver Area Labor Federation asked me to step in for her as she had something else come up and was not able to attend, unfortunately. Okay, so I have no relationships to disclose. So who is Fresk? At Fresk, we believe that Coloradans who work hard should be able to provide for their families and have the opportunity to achieve a good quality of life. The public should have a meaningful voice in the government decisions and investments that impact their communities and their lives. Economic development and public investments should build environmentally safe and sustainable communities where ordinary people can afford to live, work, and thrive. So Fresk is a nonprofit organization which brings together a diverse array of stakeholders to advance these principles and achieve lasting change for low and moderate income workers, their families, and communities in Denver, the metro region, and Colorado. Fresk promotes a new vision of organizing that uplifts and empowers working families and creates healthier, more equitable, and sustainable communities through policies and agreements. When Fresk was founded in 2002 through the Denver Area Labor Federation, we were founded on the premise that good jobs, specifically union jobs, are a pathway out of poverty. We believe that good jobs promote strong communities and help create a life that is high in quality and good health. So, what is a grocery desert? A grocery desert is defined as an area in the U.S. with limited access to affordable and nutritious food, particularly such an area of predominantly lower-income neighborhoods and communities. And I just realized that says lover, not lower. So spell check didn't work for me. Fresk is currently researching the topic of grocery deserts, and we are by no means an expert on the topic. However, many of our partners who could not be in Denver for this event, such as New York Jobs with Justice and LANE, which stands for Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, they've had a lot of success in their regions on this topic, some of which I will talk about later. Fresk is focused on exploring the potential job connection with this issue, which means the campaign research project is focused on commercial grocery strategies here and elsewhere. So we know, along with New York, as well as Los Angeles, Pennsylvania has had a lot of success around this idea of grocery deserts. So we're looking into everything that they've done and trying to incorporate that into good policy in Colorado. So these maps show the distribution of supermarket sales and the distribution of income throughout the state. The people in areas in yellow have fewer supermarket choices. However, these communities are higher in income, so they often have high auto ownership rates, and so these are places where they're able to drive to a supermarket that's not necessarily close to their home. The red areas represent low-income communities not adequately served by supermarkets. And what we're finding in the state of the current economy is many people are parking their cars and leaving them at home because they can't afford the gas. So that puts these people at even higher risk of not being able to access healthy food because they no longer have their vehicle as a mode to get to the supermarket. So with this one, the red areas indicate a higher rate of diet-related deaths occurring in the lower-income areas of Colorado. The blue and green indicate a lower rate of diet-related deaths. Diet-related deaths are associated with many factors, one being the ability to obtain healthy food, and the other being able to afford them when they're available. What we find in the supermarkets that are accessible to lower-income neighborhoods is they walk into the store and they may have access to fresh fruit, but often it's not as fresh as something at a higher-income store or a store where the people that live there have a higher income. But also what we find is they cost so much more money that they're naturally attracted to the foods that are higher in preservatives. So they're buying their children more chips and Twinkies and foods that are higher in fat and sugar because it's what they can afford. If a family has access to high-cost fresh food, but they can't but they can only afford the processed food, they're going to go with what's cheaper. That's why good-paying jobs are also essential to creating a community that has a good quality of life and can access healthy food that they can afford. So successfully creating an environment of good jobs in Colorado's grocery deserts ensures that these neighborhoods have access to good-paying jobs, both during the building phase and once the store is built. So what Fresk focuses on during the building phase is making sure that the community members in these grocery deserts have access to the jobs and the apprenticeship programs. So what we're looking at is we're not just giving them a job for the moment, but a job for a lifetime, because an apprenticeship program then is a pathway to a career as opposed to a job just for now. So this ensures that the employees have basic rights to work with good pay, and they will have access to healthier food, therefore their core needs will be met. People often forget that our jobs, or a lack thereof, have a direct correlation to our health, both mental and physical. When people are focused on how to pay their rent, health becomes a bonus and not a priority. So when you are struggling to pay rent and healthy food is not a priority, and you have to make the choice between keeping your house or buying healthy food, which may cost more, people are going to choose to keep their house, and their health is going to fall to the wayside. So some of what our partners have done successfully. We are involved with a partnership for working families, which promotes a new vision of organizing around economic policy and development to transform the lives of workers in their communities. PWF is a network made up of Fresk and 12 other local partner organizations. These organizations partner and organize with labor, religious communities, community, and environmental groups to create good jobs, affordable housing, a healthy environment, and civic participation in our community and regions. What we often find is people in lower income neighborhoods don't realize that they have access to their elected officials, so they don't access them. So we go into those neighborhoods and empower them and teach them that you do have a right to talk to your elected officials, and we help them with that messaging. So New York Jobs with Justice developed a strategy focused on Fresk. So Fresk is the food retail expansion to support health. And this program was passed in 2009, and it offers financial incentives and reduced zoning requirements to entice grocers who offer fresh food choices to build grocery stores within New York City's food deserts. Since the law passed, 3 grocery stores have been approved through these incentives. And Lane, the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, has a project called Healthy Grocery Store. Healthy Grocery Stores has a goal of bringing high-quality food and good supermarket jobs to all communities. They look at things like, will this store have a pharmacy? Is it going to have a deli? Will it have a bakery? Is it going to offer bank services? Will they offer fresh meat? What they have found is that there are huge disparities between higher-income neighborhoods and those considered less affluent. So often you may find a grocery store in the less affluent neighborhoods, but they don't offer a deli, they don't have a bakery, they don't have fresh meat. So their choices are limited. Their research showed that in certain neighborhoods, the workers often earn $7,000 a year less than workers in union stores. The grocery industry has a profound impact on regional economy and the well-being of communities. So for this reason, responsible grocery stores are essential to the creation of an economy that ensures good jobs, healthy communities, and a safe environment for everyone. So for the past several years, Lane has been working with a coalition to address the growing crisis of food deserts that includes community, faith, and labor organizations. Specifically, they do work with their local UFCW, which is the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Together, they work in areas of the city without adequate access to quality grocery stores and good jobs that often come with them. They have worked very closely with their own local UFCW and elected officials to create policy to help alleviate the disparities to food access to lower income neighborhoods, which also have been proven to have a negative effect on general health in those neighborhoods. So people often say, why union jobs? If we're going into these lower income neighborhoods, why can't we just open up a grocery store and offer them jobs? Why isn't that good enough? The reason why we say union jobs are necessary is, one, we know that union jobs will provide a living wage. A living wage is a term used to describe the minimum hourly wage necessary for an individual to meet basic needs, including shelter and other incidentals such as clothing and nutrition, for an extended period of time or a lifetime. Union jobs will offer insurance for their workers and their families. Union jobs offer retirement for a secure future. Union jobs are regulated by OSHA, so often the employees are required to learn about OSHA requirements and they have to meet those requirements, so it's a safer work environment. And union jobs offer collective bargaining. Collective bargaining is a process of voluntary negotiation between employers and trade unions aimed at reaching agreements which regulate working conditions. Collective agreements usually set out wage scales, working hours, training, health and safety, overtime, grievance mechanisms, and rights to participate in workplace or company affairs. Collective bargaining is made to not only make work safer and better for the staff and employees, but also for management. It just makes the rules the same across the board, so we're playing on a fair and level playing field. Statistics show here in Colorado that there is a 17% increase in wages for low-wage workers and unions, and that number is even greater for people of color. So, how can you make a grocery desert campaign be successful in your region? So, at Fresk, we know that we need to include certain allies. And we have a direct link to labor, as they are a large part of our allies that support us on our issues. Fresk has a faith organizer, Daniel Claywitter, and so we have a natural base with the religious leaders as well. Daniel is a member of IWJ, which is the Interfaith Committee for Worker Justice in Colorado, which represents various religious leaders. IWJ does a ton of work with our local SEIU, and so they're directly involved in every action that's going on across the board, from wage theft to immigration reform to healthcare reform, so we're very active. We have a direct link to our elected officials. We have a regional elected leader caucus, which we developed at the request of some newly elected suburban leaders. And we launched the caucus to give local elected officials the opportunity to network, dialogue, and learn about addressing social and economic policies in our cities and across the Denver metro region. Our most recent event in September focused on the issue of grocery deserts and was held in an actual grocery desert. So that made the impact even greater because people recognized what it was like to be in a grocery desert. It was well attended with 34 electeds in the room, which included city council people, mayors of various cities, state house representatives, and a candidate for county commissioner who was recently elected to that seat, and many city staffers. Because the conversation has already started with these officials, we know that there's an interest to fixing this problem. And so we know that they'll be willing to help us to push the policy that we need to create this. And we have been in conversations with Kaiser and talking with them about the direct correlation between good jobs and good health. So that is all of my contact information. If I didn't touch on anything or if you'd like clarification, please feel free to contact me. And I believe we have a question and answer session as well here. So.